What's up, you guys? How's it going? Thanks for tuning back into the Fishbowl. Shit is like blowing up on these college campuses this week. People are going crazy. I think kids are just ready for summer break. They're getting a little stir crazy. They don't really know what to do with themselves other than go to the pro-Hamas rally, the terrorist rally. Don't give anything constructive to do. Go to a pep rally. Everything is coming to a head as the world watches whether the IDF is going to invade Rafah or if there's going to be another hostage deal, a final hostage deal maybe. Everything's coming to a head. The pimple is about to pop. Hamas has been releasing hostage videos like Taylor Swift releases hits. That's Hamas's way of saying, please don't invade Rafah and kill us all. We have your people still. The only problem is Hamas isn't even agreeing to any hostage deals, so I don't know what they expect to happen other than to get their asses beat to a pulp and the hostages released by force. It's like, you don't even want to make a deal. Stop showing us your videos, your home movies. Israel's not hiring any directors. You don't need to send in your director's reel. It's not Warner Brothers. The Warner Brothers were Jewish, but the Jews are not all Warner Brothers. Israel isn't the Warner Brothers film lot. Even though we may all be related, it may be the extended family. They're not all producers. And if you're not releasing the hostages, stop sending in your fucking tapes, you wannabes. Free Palestine, my ass. Free the fucking hostages. That's on period. Let my people go. Happy Passover. Check out this story. AI can predict political orientations from blank faces, and researchers fear serious privacy challenges. I'm not surprised that AI can do that. I can do that. And I'm unartificially unintelligent. I can also predict sexual orientations from blank faces. It's called gaydar. So maybe I'm actually rather more impressive than this artificial intelligence, if you ask me. And you can't ask me, because you can ask me things and I'll answer just like some sort of artificially intelligent Autobot. I have those skills. I have the same technology. You know what I mean, though? You look at some person and you can tell whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. Shit is easy. Purple hair, Democrat. Mullet, Republican. Unless it's a new school, weird, edgy mullet, then you could be a Democrat. But it would be obvious because they would also have a septum piercing with that mullet, or maybe an eyebrow piercing. Or maybe the mullet would be dyed purple. Democrat. Like, you guys know that new Civil War movie that's coming out. You can just look at the characters and tell who's on the Democrat side and who's on the Republican side. The Democrat militants have painted fingernails. And the Republicans are holding their guns the right way. This AI study had people wear all the same black t-shirt. They'll remove all jewelry, shave facial hair if necessary, remove makeup. So, it must just be racist. Because guess what determines what your face looks like? Your ethnicity. And like how attractive your parents were, I guess. I don't know. Something like that. Anybody could get brainwashed into anything, though. It doesn't matter what the fuck you look like. You could look like the fucking Duck Dynasty guys, but If you go to NYU, you're gonna vote for Biden. Or you could look like a fucking kid on Euphoria, but if you watch enough Fox News, you're gonna turn into a Trumper. Trumpeteer. Trump is still trying to stay out of jail. He's in court all the time. Constantly in court. Supposed to be on the campaign trail. You know, since he's like running for president or whatever. It's just those pesky charges. Those pesky, what, like 81 felony charges. Gosh darn it. Nothing will hinder you running for president like 81 felony charges. That's a killer right there. It's quite a hell of a hand he's been dealt, or dealt himself, whatever. Now he's got to deal with it. How about that art of the deal? Deal with that. The art of dealing with 81 felonies while trying to run for re-election. In other news, someone invented a fire-breathing robot dog. Like one of those Boston Dynamics robot dogs, except this one is also a flamethrower. Designed by Ohio-based firm ThrowFlame. Called the Thermonator. Not the thermometer. Your thermometer would bust. Man, why do we need a Thermonator? Stop designing death traps. Why do people have to do this? Why do white people have to do this? Like, I know it's boring as fuck in Ohio. But you don't need a flamethrower robot dog for literally any purpose on planet Earth. It's just a safety hazard. That's why God didn't design dogs with flamethrowers. It's a horrible idea. It's a terrible, terrible, dangerous, and deadly idea. If you want a dog, go adopt a dog. There are plenty of dogs. And some of them will even bite you. Or throw up on you. You don't need a flamethrower robot dog. It's unnecessary. And unsafe as well. It's a double whammy. Double flamey. Like, if you want to make something useful, why don't you make a dog that puts out fires. It has like a firefighter hose attached. Or a fire extinguisher. How about that? You didn't consider that, huh? You fucking pyromaniacs that throw flame. You just know when those guys were kids, they were the ones setting shit on fire for fun. Some men just want to watch the world burn. That's why they start a company called Throw Flame and invent the Thermonator. Man, I hope you like fire. Y'all are going to hell, you fucking pyromaniac assholes. Trying to set us all on fire. Burn in hell. Alright, thanks for listening. Peace.